U.S. senators take a variety of postures as they question cabinet nominees at confirmation hearings. APRN's Liz Ruskin looks at how Alaska's two senators engaged with nominees this week and found they stuck to a few time-honored tactics.
Some senators interrogate. Some toss softballs. Many grandstand. Senator Dan Sullivan used his first round of questions with EPA nominee Scott Pruitt to bolster the nominee. Sullivan took aim at a prior Democratic question about why Pruitt, as Oklahoma Attorney General, repeatedly sued the EPA.
I think he tried to equate a little bit suing the EPA, not caring for Oklahoma's children. Do you care about Oklahoma's children?
Without question. I've got a couple sitting behind me.
Democrats on the Environment Committee worked to portray Pruitt as Big Oil's puppet. Sullivan pointed out that a lot of Oklahomans work in the oil and gas sector.
Are these people bad actors? Are they polluters? Can you describe, you talk about the good people in your written statement. Who are these people, and are you representing them when you're bringing these kind of actions? Are they evil people?
Pruitt, of course, said they weren't. Striding through a Senate hallway afterward, Sullivan says he tries to get nominees to look at Alaska issues and also raise what he calls broader concerns.
I was emphasizing what I think most Americans, most Alaskans feel about the EPA, which is over the last 8 years, it's been an agency that believes it can regulate every nook and cranny of American life.
In later rounds with Pruitt, Sullivan brought up a rule that would require a permit to hose down a fishing boat. Everyone, left and right, seems to hate the rule, but Congress has been unable to permanently kill it. One Alaska controversy Sullivan did not bring up in public, or he said in private, is EPA's so-called preemptive veto of the proposed Pebble Mine. Sullivan says there was only so much time.
You know, I had the opportunity to raise a lot of national issues and some Alaska issues.
To the nominee for Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, Sullivan emphasized national economic growth, particularly the lack of it, which he pinned on the outgoing administration.
President Obama is going to be the first president never to hit 3% GDP growth ever in a year.
That's not entirely accurate. Hoover never saw a year of GDP growth during his presidency. Sullivan asked Ross if he agrees with those who defend Obama on GDP growth. Ross says he doesn't.
I don't think we need to have the new dismal.
So you think the narrative that's very pervasive in Washington, D.C., that the new normal is here to stay, this is what we should achieve, this is what we should expect, I think it's a surrender.
Senator Lisa Murkowski generally sticks close to one particular tactic with cabinet nominees: show how Alaska is different. It was a message Interior Secretary nominee Ryan Zinke took to heart.
Alaska's different.
At the hearing for the education nominee, Murkowski sideswiped Betsy DeVos's driving passion, school choice. Murkowski says she recently met with 400 teachers from around Alaska.
And I will tell you, they are concerned about your nomination. They're concerned because they would love to have the choice that we're talking about.
Murkowski told DeVos about Alaska villages with a few dozen students and the many communities you can't drive to.
When there is no way to get to an alternative option for your child, The best parent is left relying on a public school system that they demand to be there for their kids.
Murkowski spoke for 3.5 minutes before she let DeVos answer.
Well, thank you, Senator, for that question.
The Senate takes a break from confirmation hearings to inaugurate the new president and then gets back to them on Tuesday. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.